Dr. Fuxit-Wright, you're there in New York, I believe, at the office of the WCC at the United Nations. Can you tell us, first of all, what was your reaction when you heard the news of Pope Benedict's resignation?
My reaction was that we have to fully respect this. This is a very human decision for a human being that also needs to take care of himself, but also a man with wisdom and the strength to make a decision like this. We fully respect what he now has decided himself, and we also fully respect the work he has done in these very important but also demanding and difficult years for the Church when he has been the Pope.
The Pope has, of course, spoken frequently about the importance of ecumenism. He described it as a priority for his pontificate. How would you evaluate his contribution to Christian unity and particularly the dialogue with the World Council of Churches?
I think we need some more time to analyze the impact of his work, but immediately I can say that he has been sharing the ecumenical vision, and he has also been sharing the belief that through proper ecumenical dialogue it is possible to make improvements and also to come to a better and common understanding. I think some of our member churches, and I think also some of the Christian world communions, have been disappointed that he has not been able to bring the ecumenical dialogues further towards more common understandings of basic Christian doctrines.
What would your message be, therefore, to his successor in this sense?
That the world needs that churches are able to focus on what we have in common, our common call to serve in the world, to serve every human being, to work for justice and peace, but also that we have a common call to unity. And therefore, we cannot give up this agenda, and we cannot give up the agenda of trying to learn from one another and also to proceed towards a common Christian witness.
You mentioned in your statement on the resignation that Pope Benedict knew the World Council of Churches well. He was a member of its Faith and Order Commission in the 1960s.
Certainly, and he has been very well aware of all the theological issues that are implied in the ecumenical dialogues and also in the particular work of the Faith and Order Commission. And when we met, he also referred to this work and also referred particularly to how can we, on the basis of the biblical texts, bring the ecumenical dialogue further. And I think this is a very important issue for all of us, and also hopefully a big issue for the next Pope.
Finally, on a more personal note, as you say, you met here in the Vatican. Can you share any personal recollections of that time together?
Yeah, it was a very nice conversation where we dealt with very important issues for the ecumenical movement and how the churches around the world faces now new challenges, both in their own context but also in the relationship between them. We had a very open and confidential conversation, and I will remember that with great joy as long as I'm alive.